The World Health Organization said this week that it's likely the new coronavirus originated in animals, not in a lab. That announcement came after President Trump was asked last week about a theory that scientists dispute that the virus was accidentally released from a lab in Wuhan.
The investigation into whether the virus escaped from this lab in Wuhan, how active is that? And when
we're looking at it. A lot of people are looking at it. It seems to make sense. They talk about a certain kind of bat, but that bat wasn't in that area.
U.S. intelligence agencies have also said the virus most likely spread naturally and was not from a lab. Adam Taylor of The Washington Post joins us now. Adam, let's talk first about this theory of this lab in Wuhan. It does research coronaviruses. Why do scientists, though, say it is unlikely the virus originated there?
So the reason this lab has sort of become the focus of attention is that there was research being done there on bat coronaviruses. Bats are kind of a reservoir of coronaviruses. There's all sorts of different viruses in them. So researchers want to look at them and see what they can find out about these viruses. What has sort of emerged gradually and kind of changed a bit over the past few months? You had in January people were talking about this lab, and the fringe theory was that it was some sort of bioweapon, man-made or man-altered. That has since emerged to be clearly very unlikely, just from looking at the virus's genome. But what people are saying now is that perhaps this could have been somehow leaked during, non-bioweapon research, just sort of regular, legitimate research from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. You know, I've spoken to a lot of virologists and biochemists, and I think everyone agrees it's a vague possibility, the idea that it could have leaked. But the far more likely possibility is that it came from bats, probably went through an intermediate animal, and then infected humans. So there's not really that any evidence to disagree with that at this point.
But there are still a lot of people who believe that this virus came out of a lab. You write that a recent Pew poll showed that almost 3 in 10 Americans believe the virus could have been made in a lab. Republicans are twice as likely to believe these theories compared with Democrats. Where are these theories circulating? Where is this coming from?
So, and like I said, it's kind of been this thing where it's kind of started sort of in fringe theories. In January, you saw maybe, I think, Daily Mail and Washington Times published some stories about bioweapons. Since that's been pretty clearly refuted, since then it's kind of evolved into this other theory. You saw Senator Tom Cotton of people talking about the idea it leaked from a lab. You don't see many scientists talking about this. This is one thing I wanted to make clear. It is mostly coming from politicians, you know, either people who are very skeptical of the Chinese government or people who are maybe a bit more conspiratorial in their way of thinking. I think in a way it's kind of natural to look for a simple sort of clean-cut answer that fits into people's sort of political biases. But at the same time, it's kind of Occam's razor. Like it's the simplest answer is actually that it came from bats with jump through humans in nature.
And in terms of scientists trying to trace that this originated in animals and it moved from animal to animal to human, how close are we to being certain that that's what happened?
My sense is that it might take a pretty long time. When the sort of virus's genome was first sort of identified and put on the internet, ironically, the lab at the center of all the conspiracy theories, Wuhan Institute of Virology, you know, they looked through their archives of different coronaviruses and they said, this is 96% similar to a coronavirus we found in a horseshoe bat in a cave in Yunnan. This has actually ended up adding to conspiracies, as you know, I think Trump and other people have noticed. Yunnan is not very close to Hubei. You know, the idea that it could have been taken there as part of some research project, that has spread quite widely. But 4% difference is quite substantial. And most sort of virologists I've spoken to think like it's still pretty likely. There's no evidence that it wouldn't have just been spreading throughout nature. The other big SARS virus, the big outbreak of 2003, 2004, that was also linked to a horseshoe bat in a cave in Yunnan. They didn't find that out for more than a decade later. And this is like pretty serious research that takes a long time.
Well, is part of the issue in terms of the skepticism about where this came from that China was not originally very forthcoming about the virus? Did that create some suspicion that allowed people to take these theories as far as they have?
I would say that's probably true, particularly in January and February. you did see a lot of stuff on the Chinese internet, you know, talk about how it could have been linked to U.S. bioweapons programs. And later on, you saw actually the Chinese foreign ministry officials saying that, you know, we don't know that this virus originated in China. And that is completely unsupported by science. And if the likelihood that it was released from a lab is small, this is even smaller that it started somewhere else. So, I mean, I think there's definitely a lot of distrust of the Chinese government. At the same time, you know, I find it hard to view people have so much suspicion of these Chinese scientists doing research into bat coronaviruses that seems very unfair and very sort of aggressive. I do think it's natural to an extent to look to someone to blame. It's just not necessarily helpful.
That is Adam Taylor, who's a reporter with The Washington Post. Adam, thank you.
Thank you very much.